Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I am continuing my conversation with Perry Mayor Jay Patti. We are talking about the transition to a new mayor in Perry. This is part two of a three-part interview. You mentioned that you have been in office for 8 years. Before that, you were on the city council. What are some of your best accomplishments since you started public service, not just as the mayor?
Well, and you know, the thing about, you know, what are your accomplishments, and this always cracks me up, whether it's a mayor, a governor, even the president of the United States, you know, these are the things I accomplished. And my answer is they are not. A lot of good people accomplish those things. What I have to say is, during the time that I've been in public service, which is a total of 15 years if you count my time on council, some really good things have happened. I believe the first meeting that I was at 15 years ago, what we talked about was the through town path for bicycles. And at that point in time, the Raccoon River Valley Trail had been begun down by Adel, but it was not finished. It didn't pass through Perry at that time. I mean, it was the drawings were there for it to happen, but it didn't happen yet. What happened within the city of Perry was that we were proactive about getting the in-town portion of that trail finished, which made us a candidate to speed along the completion of the Raccoon River Valley Trail, have it come through Perry, and reap the benefits of the folks that come in to recreate on the trail, and in effect be tourists to Perry, Iowa, which some folks go, well, Perry, Iowa, who's going to be a tourist in Perry, Iowa? And the answer is, well, we have a lot of history and stuff. I don't know if that would have been enough to bring people here alone, but that trail and bicycling has become a niche for Perry. And if you continue that thought through the whole 15 years, we watched the dedication of that trail, and then we watched groups form within Perry to raise money for the High Trestle Trail, the connection between the Raccoon River Valley Trail and the High Trestle Trail. That is still ongoing. There are a lot of good things that I think are ongoing right now. One of the things I know, when I first came on council, we were on the tail end of the city being in the red, hundreds of thousand dollars at the end of each year. And due to the efforts of a lot of good folks, both employees and elected officials, we've gotten that under control. And each and every year, we've reported a positive balance in the fund. We have not exceeded our loan capacity. That's something, too, that I had to learn as mayor, is that it's not good. If you want grants and things like that, it's not totally good to have no debt. But what you have to understand is that there's a healthy debt load and there's an unhealthy debt load. There are cities in the state of Iowa that have borrowed too much money for their own good. And that's one of those things where then you spend all your time trying to catch up on that debt. We haven't done that. So that's a real positive thing that's happened over that 15 years. We get a good audit report every year. It used to be, if as an elected official, you sat there and squirmed in your seat while they were going through the audit report. That doesn't happen anymore. I think that Perry's a safer place to work. There was a time during that 15 years where we couldn't find an insurance company that even wanted to insure us due to the claims. We did experiment with self-funding. There were some little glitches in the road along the way, too, and I would say that was one of them, and that was while I was on council. It just didn't work out so very well. But then the safety committee was formed. We looked at ways to cut down on injuries on the job and a healthy workplace. And as a result of those efforts, we not only are insured, but we're insured at a good rate. And that self-funding portion is a much smaller piece of the whole picture than it was back when we tried it on a bigger scale. That was kind of a failure, quite honestly. So some of the things, in other words, we've learned as we've gone by trial and error, but it's always informed trial and error. In other words, we study it and we make a decision based on our best facts, and we've been pretty good, I think, at doing that. If you go back before I was on council, we had a time where back then the leadership studied replacing the wastewater treatment plant and it became a, there's a city in Iowa right now, I can't remember the name of it, they're really struggling with the debt that was produced by putting in a faulty wastewater plant, and what we did at that time had some defects, and it did cost the city and probably contributed to that original debt that I talked about. So that's something that we've been careful of. And once again, though, it's really not any one elected individual. We have some really wonderful professional employees that work for the city of Perry, and they watch out for the town. In my opinion, it's more than just a job for these folks. It's something that they take pride in, and that pride shows up in their work, and it shows up in the progress that we've made in the city of Perry. So if there's one thing that I would want to do more than anything else as the mayor is thank all those people that really they're the ones that have made this happen.
All right. Now, flipping the script a little bit, you talked about a lot of great accomplishments over the years. What are some things that you would do differently looking back on it now?
Well, probably that self-funded insurance way back when, that might have been a bit of a mistake. One thing that I would do, and I just finished saying how grateful I am to employees. There were times where I don't feel like I expressed that enough. And if I was going to go back as the mayor, I think I would do a better job of personal communications with citizens and employees. Not that I didn't do that, but I just feel like I could have done more. That's one of the probably regrets that I have about that time. I wish, and there was nothing I can do about this, but so many people have a lot of different things on their plate. And one thing was that I've always been a business person, and between the time that it takes to run two stores and the time that it takes to be mayor, something had to be compromised at one, you know, maybe there was that one meeting I missed, or maybe even a few different meetings that I just could not attend due to my schedule. It just didn't work out. I can't change that in retrospect. If I could have done anything I wanted to do, I would have devoted more time to the mayor and the good of Perry and less time to the business. But the problem with that is it's just not realistic.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jay Pattee. This is part two of a three-part interview. Listen next week for part three. Find this program and part one at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.